is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
What's today? Is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday. Good Wednesday morning. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. I'll be here with you the whole hour. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette will be in studio with us. We'll get an update on everything going on. We haven't seen him in a little bit, so I'm sure he'll have plenty of updates to give us. But currently, we have another school district inside our studios today. We have Assistant Superintendent for Manhattan-Ogden USD 383, Eric Reed, as well as Board of Education member Jardine Coleman. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Good morning, Nick.
All right, and tonight, as a reminder for folks, there is a Board of Education meeting going on. It'll be at 6:30. That'll be in the Robinson Education Center. So, and can that is that streamed online anywhere? I don't think I've ever asked.
We do stream that online through Facebook Live. We Facebook Live that through our USD 383 website. Michelle Jones sets that up, and we do get some viewers on that every once in a while, and some commenters that we do look through those after the meeting's over. So we love seeing that.
And sometimes even Michelle.
Oh, you're Mike.
We're gonna do the good old In Focus shuffle again. This is gonna repeat itself. Be a second appearance from yesterday. This is the second time we're doing.
Eric,
the,
if you would take those headphones off of that mic there too, that
yes.
would be greatly appreciated.
So the In Focus shuffle. It's gonna become a new staple here, where we shuffle the mics around, and when we find out one does not work. All right, let's give it a shot.
Painless.
Am I on?
I think you're on.
All right.
There we go.
I was saying that Michelle Jones actually is able to answer some questions that people ask on Facebook Live right as we're having our meeting. So if you do tune in and maybe something doesn't quite sit right or you have a question, please type in the comments because she's watching and giving us live up-to-date information.
Yep. Good to hear. And reminder, at 6:30 tonight, Robinson mm-hmm. Education Center. Mm-hmm. Check it out. But there's also other topics around the community related to schools. Just a couple weeks ago, you had your homecoming festivities as well as the game. And just give me sort of a recap on how you thought it went.
On homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really out of the homecoming loop since I got out of the high school world. But I did go to homecoming. It was a nice event. I did go up to the dance just for a small amount. They had a high amount of participation there. Mm-hmm. I think they had probably one of the largest dances they've ever had. Mm-hmm. Our student pride clubs and booster clubs do an awesome job during homecoming week. And I know it's a week that wears everybody out, but it also energizes everybody too. And the football game on Friday was great. We've had a lot of success from all of our sports teams this fall. So it's a good time to celebrate all that.
You pulled out a big win, right, there at the football game?
They did.
Okay.
They did in the it was fairly cold rain, I would say. I stayed till the end. I was a faithful follower. So
that's pretty good.
Got to give it to those kids putting through all that, fighting through the cold and playing too.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't actually go to my homecoming dance here, and I out myself. Not because I didn't have anyone to go with before anyone comes at me with that. I went to my prom. I just didn't go to the homecoming dance ever. It wasn't a big item on my list.
Now that I'm not a secondary administrator anymore, I probably like homecoming more now than I used to. Homecoming was never my favorite week.
Did you have to chaperone that?
Oh, I chaperoned hundreds of hours of dances. So.
And also coming up, I think, is that today or is that next Wednesday that it's senior day for Manhattan High soccer?
I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
I think that might be today, though. You'll be honoring Manhattan High soccer for the seniors.
It's about that time.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting toward the end of all the seasons and postseasons. I believe golf had their postseason yesterday, and tennis had their postseason last weekend. So, yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, definitely. Other big news in the district. There is one of your schools was named a National Blue Ribbon School, which is actually a big deal. It's a pretty big deal, you know, to get a national award like that. That was Lee Elementary, right?
Very, very big deal.
Yeah.
Very big deal. One of like five schools in the state. I had the fortune of having my elementary school when I was principal named, and I didn't know what a big deal it was until I was in the process. So I'm so proud of Lee Elementary School and all the work the entire staff does there and the students and the families. You know, Lee draws a lot of different areas because of its central location and people in there. So I just celebrate the success with them. It's phenomenal. So.
Yeah, well, and even just to think about Lee Elementary having a brand new principal and being able to achieve that in Mindy Sanders' first year, I think is incredible. She's definitely set the bar high for herself.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that it was her first year there too. How about that?
Yeah.
So how does that process work out? Is it a nomination, or how does the Blue Ribbon Award awarded?
It's kind of interesting because you get contacted by the state that basically says, hey, we'd like to nominate you for this award, and then you get to fill out this huge packet. I'm talking huge packet. It takes hours and hours and hours. And then they track your data, and you have to answer a lot of questions. You have to talk about the things you're doing in your school, and you got to put it all in writing, and you put it together, and you send it in. And then they say, well, can you further clarify this? And they send it back. And it's about a year-long process to go through all this before they'll actually name you a Blue Ribbon School. So Ms. Sanders did a lot of work. Her staff did a lot of work. And Dr. Cole, preceding her, did a lot of work mm-hmm. to set the stage to allow this to happen.
Absolutely.
This is not something that happens in 1 year. This is something that happens over probably decades of support building up to this.
And what are some of the qualifications to get that award? Maybe you mentioned them. I just sort of slipped past me.
What Lee Elementary is recognized for was academic excellence in closing the achievement gaps between student subgroups, which can be special education, can be minority students, can be a lot of different groups. But they've had a lot of success in what they've done.
All right. And that's just as a reminder, you also had an award from the Civic Advocacy Network for another school in the district. It seems like you guys are racking up a good amount of awards pretty recently.
We tend to do that.
Yeah, we have some hardworking building administrators. We have some very dedicated teaching staff. And also just our students are phenomenal. They love learning, and we love that we're being recognized for all those things.
Yeah, and I would say the civic advocacy, you know, that takes the passion of the students with a willing staff member that takes that on that passion of the students to build it into something special. And I think that's what Anthony did with their civic thing. It's also what happened with the Green Schools initiative that we got national recognition for, too. Dr. Wade and I always say we don't do these things for national recognition, but they come when you do good things. So
Definitely. If you're just tuning in, talking with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board of Education member Jardine Coleman from Manhattan Ogden USD 383. Another thing coming up, and this isn't really, you know, big news for anyone who doesn't really go to the school. This is kind of just a nostalgic thing for me that I wanted to bring up. Marlette Elementary is having their Scholastic Book Fair next Wednesday, and that's kind of, it just harks back to a time of my childhood that seems a little more easy. And just, I can still smell the books. Walking into a book fair at my elementary school, going into the library, I can still smell the books. And just something about the book fair was just mystifying to me as a kid. I'm not sure how other kids respond. I hope it was similar. But for me, it was a huge deal.
I can say as an adult, every year, I know exactly what you're talking about, Nick, because walking in that, there is a distinct smell to new books, a lot of new books, and the posters. And the special pencils and the light up erasers. I mean, they sell all kinds of stuff at those book fairs. But yeah, we've got several of those going on around the district. That's a common thing around parent-teacher conferences when the parents are coming into the building. And we got a market there to try and do a book fair. So
I think that's a great idea because I remember that was not the case. And I had to really go home and convince my parents that those books were worth buying sometimes as a kid. So it's smart to have that there for parents to be able to take a look at what their kids are interested in and for us to be able to make a difference by having books at home for kids too.
Yeah, I'll give some props to some people in our community too that'll come in at those book fairs and they'll purchase books for student use. And Scholastic usually has a deal, you know, you buy so many, you get some free, and they can donate them to the classroom. So we've got many people that do that across the district. So a lot of shout outs, too many to count probably.
Yeah, very good. You know, and my problem was always I just wanted too many books.
You know,
I would have, like, I could get one maybe, but there's always so many.
Yeah.
I
there's worse problems.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's time for our first break of the morning. Coming back, we'll have more with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board of Education member Jardine Coleman. So stay tuned on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.